From the Art Center in Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio and always a few surprises. FM WCOM, fun, fresh, live, and local, the way radio used to be. We're community radio serving Carrboro and Chapel Hill, and our listeners online at WCOMFM.org. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning us in. That voice you just heard was the one and only Hannah Chapman, who's here in the studio with me today. We're going to be talking about her music, her art, her acting, some female accomplishment issues, and so on. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Claudia.
And we're going to be right back. I'm going to do a little opening monologue with Bob Crowley, our historian. Also, I have Rob Underhill, film director.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to get back into the artist studio of our own composing here in just a moment. But Bob had some interesting things to point out about, first of all, Marijuana Day and what today is.
Well, Marijuana Day. That was actually Sunday, which was Easter Sunday. So it was International Marijuana Day at 420. If that means anything to anybody out there.
Anybody out there with a contact high, right?
Yeah, that's it. So that was that. But today is National Jelly Bean Day. So everybody out there needs to go out and buy jelly beans and eat them and have a good old time.
What's the story behind jelly beans?
Well, jelly beans were actually invented in the late 1850s. No one is exactly sure who did it, but we've had advertisements in various newspapers trying to sell them to Civil War troops on both sides. So apparently there were people were either making them in the South or running the blockade for jelly beans.
Softer than a bullet and you can chew them.
There you go. Yes. So that's what's going on. Yesterday, if anybody's interested, was National Chocolate-Covered Cashew Day. So I had that. So,
As long as this has been going on, every day must have three or four things going on.
Every day has got all sorts of things. And this actually, I have a small database, and I just do this for fun, but Claudio seems to like it. It goes back to my college days when we needed an excuse to drink.
I just admire people who have a lot of time on their hands.
I don't have a lot of time on my hands, but I do have a database of this stuff that I did many years ago.
Right.
So. Anyway, that's what's going on. So Jelly Bean Day, and have a lot of fun.
Great. And go party with Cheech and Chong.
And go party with Cheech and Chong. And as far as the Arts Council goes and so on, remember, we've got the next big thing is Peak Fest in Apex.
Coming up, is that May 3rd?
May 3rd, on Saturday. And that's the big block party. We shut down about a half mile of street, and we have bands and crafters and food and rides for the kids. And I'll be there at a table for the Arts Council, and Claudia will be joining me.
That's right.
Yeah, you want to see Claudio get an autograph or anything like that.
Oh, perish the thought.
Yeah, so come on out to Apex on the 3rd of May.
And that's the word from Crowley.
That's it.
president of the Apex Arts Council, which is also my sponsor, underwriter for this show, as is the historic Carolina Theater of Durham. So keep tuned into what's going on there. There's always something new. I think Bob Nocek is taking that theater in some amazingly new directions. Always something going on there. Never quite know what to expect, and it's always fun. So check out the historic Carolina Theater and the somewhat historic Apex Arts Council.
Yeah, we're hysterical anyway.
Hysterical anyway. Right, there we go. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
What was the title of that piece of music we just heard?
That was called It Feels So Good.
It Feels So Good. What inspired it?
Actually, I think as an artist growing up and becoming a young woman and transitioning into adulthood, I had sort of a fixation on suicidal thoughts, and that was the basis of it.
So how old were you in singing that?
That was probably 6 months ago.
Oh, recent, okay.
It's very recent.
Are we still going through this?
Not as much.
Good, I hope not.
No, I think art's a wonderful release for that, is all these unaccounted feelings just somehow become heard and accounted for, and people can listen. And
it's absolutely an expression that needs to be made, and the world would be surprised as to how many artists deal with suicidal thoughts. It's not an uncommon territory. It doesn't mean we all do it.
No.
But it certainly is part of the artistic energy, I think.
Well, I think as artists, we entertain every thought as if it were
absolutely
our own, and that's just one of them that comes up. So it happens to come into music.
I remember years ago, I was applying for a job. And they have these, every place you go to now has this psychoanalysis form that you have to fill in. And have you ever thought about killing someone? Have you ever thought about, you know, blowing up this and blah, blah, blah? And I just checked yes on all of them. So, of course, a red flag came up when it was time. And I hear this voice on the microphone, Claudia, please come and see the psychologist in room number 34. And I went in there and she looked at me. She goes, I'm very concerned about you, Mr. Claudio, because she couldn't dare say my surname, Nidvarok. And I said, well, I figured something was going on when I was called. And she goes, please have a seat. And she says, I find it a little disturbing that you checked yes on all these questions. I said, yes, I'm a writer. I write, I create characters that murder people. I create stories that might involve not necessarily about terrorism, but have some sort of an adventurous explosion or escape scene or things of that nature. I said, that's my mind goes in these directions. Doesn't mean I'm going to blow this place up anytime soon. So, Anyway, so yeah, and you're right. It's part of the artistic melange. So anyway, let's get back to your music for a little bit. Obviously, the style. My immediate translation, being European, was that it comes across in the style. The musical style is very European. How did you come by that influence?
I've grown up with music. My dad's a musician, and my mother was an artist and a musician.
Who is your dad?
My dad's Neil Chapman. He's a local guitarist. He works mostly out of Raleigh. He does some home recording, but right now he's in a Steely Dan tribute band. So
beautiful.
I've grown up around a lot of really great music, but more recently, I've been into XTC, the band, and which is European, and also I've, you know, Kate Bush is one of my favorites, and
yes.
So I've sort of always grown up with world music, the Cocteau Twins, and you know, anything I could get my hands on that was different, that was visceral, that made me feel things, mm-hmm. that was really emotional, and I think that just translates. And I think maybe American music is more stifled and more formulaic, and that might be why.
Formulaic, and in some sense, I think it aspires toward the commercial to
it
a great
does.
Extent.
It does, and I kind of lose the ability to relate to it after a certain amount of distilling, you know?
Yeah, well, when you start having dollar signs or envision
right.
what you can earn with what you're putting forth, I think it certainly dilutes
the
genuine aspect of the process.
I think so. So I've always wanted to just be genuine. So.
And you are. I would call that expressionism put to music.
Oh, thank you.
That's very much what it was to me. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Claudio.
You've got some news about some things happening with the Cannes Film Festival.
And, I do.
And of course, we're going to go back and forth between you and Hannah. Hannah is also an actress in a variety of his films. But back to you. Give us the scoop on that.
Well, it's a great segue into Hannah's other artistic quality that she's here to discuss is her acting. I directed a short film called The Cameraman,
mm-hmm.
and that's been selected into the Cannes Short Film Corner.
The Cannes.
Yep, and so we'll actually be there May 10th through the 25th.
Who chooses this? How does the selection process work?
Well, the Short Film Corner is a gigantic marketplace for the pretty much the whole world. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Cannes Film Festival is one of the biggest in the whole world and most respected. They have a selection process where there's actually probably 4,000 or 5,000 submissions, and they narrow it down to a couple thousand that they're going to showcase that meet their standards and requirements.
So you entered as part of a considerable volume of work.
That's correct, yeah. And then you get an accredited.
Congratulations, old boy.
Well, thank you so much. And you get an accredited pass, and so Hannah will be there as well. She'll have a pass to go to all the workshops, to network as an actress. She's the supporting lead and the cameraman, and so we're very proud to have her with us to help support the film and to help grow as an actress herself.
Can't wait to see it.
Absolutely.
So back to you, kid. Back to the acting realm. What? First of all, what got you into the acting genre, and how did you and Rob connect in that sense? Because you've actually been a bit of a team for quite some time now, right?
Absolutely.
I've always been into acting. I think as a young child, it was one of the ways that I could express myself and what I was going through growing up in a normal American family with
now problems. was the influence there theatrical or what where did this
I started out in theater. I did a lot with Raleigh Little Theater.
Okay.
When I was younger, I would take classes and then
I've like, probably seen you at some
probably
point.
Little tiny four-eyed Hannah running around but I used to take the classes. I loved it, and then as I got a little older, I'd teacher's assist for credits because you know we couldn't afford classes, so mm-hmm. so they let me do that. And then and then when I got into middle school, I just did all the school production. In high school, I sort of fell out of theater and got more into music. And I never did film until I met Rob. But it was always something that I wanted to do because I appreciate the subtlety of film a lot, as much as I appreciate sort of the over-the-top, boisterous thing about theater.
Yeah, it's almost the film definitely incorporates the medium of less is more, which is my overall philosophy, even on stage
right. As
a one-man show. But it's amazing how those subtle little nuances can be very powerful on film.
They can. I mean, you can pick it up and it can become a focus instead of just something mm-hmm. that passes by unnoticed to an audience member that's eight rows back, you know? So that sort of came on. And then I met Rob through a mutual friend of ours who really isn't in the arts much, but but we met and just sort of hit it off on in the realm of all arts and art appreciation.
It's a wide field.
Yeah, it is. It's very wide.
Never ending. It's interesting because people go to my website and they ask, you know, well, what is it out of all these artistic things that you really do? What's your focus? I said, my focus is the arts. If you look at the arts as a tree, it has many branches. All these different things I do, from painting to recording to acting to whatever, it's all branches of the same tree. If you truly have a desire to express yourself artistically, I don't think that's limited to one aspect of that medium.
Right. So. And I agree, definitely. I mean, I'm into photography and music and acting mm-hmm. and theater and really anything I can get into that satisfies me. So
that gives you room for a certain expression.
Yes.
And it's interesting because some aspects of the medium apply for a particular chosen expression and some don't. So you have to have those branches to climb out on.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't cut off the limb you're sitting on. Why don't we go to another piece of Hannah's music? You want to give us the title beforehand? It's the second one, or do we know? We can discuss it afterwards.
Sure. Afterwards, okay. Sounds great.
This is Hannah Chapman coming at you on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, WCOM 103.5 FM. Skin.
again. Can't you see the dire situation? The devil took my heart and we had proud relation. Filthy now so clean, death is only green, and God has come to mean eternal death.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Thanks for listening to our station.
Your time is important. Take us along. We're WCOM Community Radio for Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Now back to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater.
And just when you thought you ditched us, we're here again. That was Hannah Chapman. Hannah, do you remember the title of that song now?
That was called Filth.
Filth.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a scoop on Filth before we have to sweep it up.
I wrote Filth at 16, and it was about realizing that relationships were no longer this idealistic thing I had thought that they were. And
how old were you singing this?
16.
Wow, you got the wind of that early. I had no clue at 16. I was still romantically emphasized on every level.
Well, I'm lucky I got my heart broken early so I could learn early. But no, it was a...
That's how I should have done it. The resilience is so much better.
Yeah, and I think it was a comparison to sort of religion and people losing their religion, and that's... I think one of the...
You were an explorer early on.
I was. I spent a lot of time alone in my room, so that was... Sort of my imagination went wild, and I let it go. And
people don't realize what a gift that can be to have to have solitude.
Yeah. It definitely.
I had it early on in life, and I've chosen it again, and I find great joy there. Personally.
Yeah.
But you're right; the walls can come in on you too. So, explain the song.
Well, it's really about how I am totally, completely absorbed by this relationship that's detrimental and that's completely false, And I think one of the lyrics is, death is now so green and filth is clean and God has come to me in eternal doubt. And it really is just that all my dreams had been sort of shattered in this world of being a 16-year-old girl in love. And I had no idea what to do with it except to love the destruction of it and to absolutely fall in love with the insidious, terrible relationship that it was, and because it was beautiful sort of being broken the way it was as a learning experience.
You knew it was going to be a rough bump in the road, but you had to go for it.
Yeah, and I think looking back on it, it was the right decision because I learned something and I embraced it and it furthered me as an artist mm-hmm. and as a person. So
makes me think of a Richard Pryor line, I'm in love with a bitch I can't stand.
Essentially, yes.
Yes. I know there's disaster ahead, but I've got to go because it's so groovy to be in this role. Yeah. Well, wow. I mean, I've got to applaud that at 16. That's extraordinary.
Thank you.
A seeker.
Very much so.
Very much on my own path as well.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the scoop about, I know we've got Bragg and East coming up, the film. I did an interview of...
Robert Wagner and...
Robert Wagner, yep. Not to be mistaken for the Robert Wagner of Hollywood, but hopefully climbing the same ladder.
Yeah, Robert Wagner was here, and of course... We got to give a shout out to Arvind Ragapathy. He's the cinematographer I worked with over many years.
Say that slower.
Oh, I must.
Yes.
Arvind Ragapathy.
Ragapathy.
And you can find him online at arvinddp.org. That's A-R-A-V-I-N-D.
Okay.
But he's been he's a fantastic photographer and cinematographer, and he's been a huge...
He is a very good cinematographer.
Yeah, and he's been greatly involved with both Anna and I in our projects, so he deserves a big shout-out. But Bragging East is another film that we got into the short film corner, so as a team, we're going to go out and represent... I'm going to represent my portfolio, but also Bragging East. And
it's a police story that takes place in downtown Raleigh,
that's
right?
That's right. So it's a local story, and it's very poignant. It's about a community... finding ways to make the community come together and be a team, you know, instead of breaking it apart into little pieces, which is kind of the tendency in the way law enforcement works and crime and the circular nature of crime. So Bragging East is an effort for a cop to become a part of the community and really bring a soul into it and bring everyone together. And I'm really proud to have been a part of that project. But bringing up Bragging East, Hannah Chapman, of course, was a huge part of our art department. She basically supervised the art department, costumes, props. So Hannah's got a huge attention for detail that doesn't just stay in the world of music, nor just acting, nor just photography, which I know all those three subjects. I'm very...
consistency and detail. I've worked as a prop.
Fantastic artist and wonderful attention to detail.
Right. Well, it was a wonderful production to be involved in. I think everyone was so passionate about it. You couldn't just let it slide if it was you know, not perfect. I kind of wanted to help make it to its full potential and make it beautiful, and you guys did an amazing job on it.
Well, from what I could tell, he was very pleased when we had him on the radio show. You and he and who else was here? Oh, of course, Will.
Yep, Will and No Child, of course, right. You were a part of. Yes. And that one's reaching the next stage where we're getting the score done. It's an amazing score. Can't wait to share it, but we'll have to save that for another time.
Yes.
But you can learn more about No Child, Bragging East, and all these projects.
Tell us about the Bragging East that's coming up on the 27th.
Oh, that's right, 30th. So Wednesday, 30th, the 30th. Raw is a cool event, brings artists together at the Lincoln Theater that night to showcase their art, and will be the opening feature. We'll be showing the whole Bragging East pilot right there at Lincoln Theater. People can get advance tickets online, or you can show up at the door, and that pays for the whole event itself, not just the movie.
Right, gotcha.
That'll be Lincoln Theater April 30th, and looking forward to sharing.
What time?
The doors open at 8, so the movie will play about 8:15, after the doors open.
Good to know. What day is that fall on?
It falls on a Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
No one's doing anything else on a Wednesday, so it's perfect timing. Yeah.
Couch potato night, come on.
I do want to plug one more thing with Hannah. One thing that wasn't really gotten into is because we kind of talked about the beginnings of her acting. The last year and a half, I've gotten to see her, you know, and one of the things I noticed about her is her amazing attention to detail with characters and portrayals. And she's been in a lot of productions, not just mine, but she's been branching out to the whole indie film scene. She's been in a lot of promos, and she's been a big role in a lot of films that I've done the last year and a half. So I a big shout out to Hannah, and you should definitely go to her webpage, HannahLCChapman.com.
That's LC with S-I-E.
That's right.
HannahLCChapman.com. Well, back to you, Hannah. Give us the scoop on your role in Bragging East.
Oh, in Bragging East, I was art department costume supervisor, wardrobe supervisor. I got to drive behind a cop car doing 70 miles per hour, which was nice. And for a non-speeder.
Got your speed thing on, huh?
Yeah. And it was just, it's wonderful because on the indie film shoots, you work yourself to the core. It's 18-hour days. And you're tired and exhausted and hungry.
Yes.
And it's the most satisfying exhaustion you've ever felt, because everyone's putting this effort into it. In the end, you have a beautiful product. And I mean, working with passionate producers and a wonderful director and an absolutely immaculate cinematographer.
Yes.
It really is. It's just a gift to be involved. And I always, you know, it's payment in itself, and luckily they're so sweet. They try and always help me and compensate me, but I do it for free for a million years for these guys, because when you see the finished product, it really is. It looks like $1 million. Very literally, it does.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with the cinematography. As a matter of fact, you'll find a review of both Rob Underhill and Aravind on the Apex Arts Council website under... What's my column called?
It's your theatrical reviews column and so on.
Yes, film and art reviews.
Film and art reviews.
I had a mental freeze here. Sorry, folks. I'm being absorbed by Hannah here. What's my column? What's my line? So what about some of the other films you've been in? You've been involved in more than one of Rob's
films.
She has
had a leading role in one that's in the works that's getting scored as well called Missing Person. Hmm. And this one she plays, well, you think she's looking for someone missing, but she's really some sort of insidious sort of dark character who's on a manhunt for someone. She's actually trying to steal back someone who's been kidnapped, to re-kidnap, if you will.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Kind of giving
okay.
away some of the plot here, but she plays kind of a very dark, interesting, psychopathic kind of character. Yeah.
Yeah, but there are three endings that you can choose from.
There's three endings.
And we're actually offering all three?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
That's interesting. So choose your own.
Yeah, and I'll be involved, hopefully, in the scoring for that as well, just doing vocals.
Fantastic.
We have a wonderful composer.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk
about Grove.
Stephen Grove is amazing.
He's amazing. You should have him on here, but he's
absolutely.
He's
connect
brilliant.
Me. Connect me with him.
Definitely. Yep.
Rag and East and No Child are both scored by Stephen Grove.
Fantastic.
But the cameraman, of course, is scored by another wonderful score artist, Jim Crew, so mm-hmm. I should plug him
mm-hmm.
as well.
Absolutely.
His music's been on trailers for our top movies like talking about Pulp Fiction, Inglourious Bastards, Narnia series, all these movies, top movie trailers, his music's in it. It's unbelievable.
Amazing.
So it's wonderful to work with someone that's
How
got that
connect?
Kind of talent. He just lives in the area. He's in Cary.
He
so
found you.
No one else get. I don't want. This is a secret. Don't tell people.
Yes. We're not going to tell him where. The place. The lawn's always mowed. That's all we can tell you.
And we keep the shackles clean. No, kidding.
Right. Shipment from California.
Yeah. Oh, but so. You were mentioning photography as it relates to the music on the break, and I thought that was a really interesting thing to talk about, especially with your new exhibit at the Morning Times, Hannah.
Coming from a man behind the camera, yes.
Yes.
Let's get into your photography.
All right. Well, it sort of stems from the same place that every medium I do stems from, which is,
I'm so glad somebody understands, yes.
Yeah. And I think no matter what medium it's in, if I'm decent at it, I work hard and make something beautiful out of it because it's something I'm passionate about. But with photography, it started out and it continues to be a way that I can look at myself as something other than, I don't know, I think as a woman, I've always sort of objectively viewed myself. I really have self-objectified to the point where I couldn't even recognize any humanity within myself, and so doing self-portrait series like I do now is a way for me to sort of take a step back and be able to sit with myself and my flaws and not feel so darn terrible about it. And so that's the way it started, and it's sort of continued in that vein, but now branched out into sort of modern feminist views and how I think gender issues really, really affect people. And the stigma around weight and eating disorders has been a really big thing. My new exhibit has a couple of multimedia sculptures, one of which is a very accurate life-size cutout, which Rob helped me trace my own body.
Ah.
And in doing that, I realized...
You naughty boy, Rob.
I realized just how real it is to have someone measure you, not only emotionally but physically, and that becomes your identity. You're no longer a person with ideas.
This is the space you take up, and we resent that you're taking up so much of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And so that's on display. And
and where is this?
This is at Morning Times Coffee Shop. It's owned by Raleigh Times. It's next to Raleigh Times on
Give
Target
us the rundown
Street.
As to when and where they can...
You can view it all month. It's up until the end of April. It's upstairs and on the stair landing. It's on Hargett Street in downtown Raleigh. I think it's 10 Hargett Street.
Do you know what the times are for the viewing, or is it all day?
All hours.
All hours of the day until 10 o'clock at night.
Oh,
so
good.
So pretty much 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And you're listening to Hannah Chapman. That would be the artist you're looking for.
Yep, Hannah Elsie Chapman. And you can find me at hannahelsiechapman.com, E-L-S-I-E, not L-C. And Hannah Elsie Chapman on Facebook and Hannah Elsie Chapman at Gmail. So really just... My name anywhere, you'll find me.
Perfect. Well, let's go to another one of your... Actually, I'm going to break this up with a little personal. I'm reminded a radio theater of my own, so I want to dedicate this piece to Hannah's podcast coming
Thank
up.
Thank you.
This is... I'm trying to remember the title of my own work here. play it, and I'll mention it afterwards.
Thank you.
Down Karma Road. Like a fist in a hornet's nest, waking the apocalyptic moon. Karma Road is a path unblessed, nowhere journey disembarking soon. Soon the owl may call your name to be judged by a murder of crows. Injurious indifference keeps you in the game, where the tillerman still reaps what he sows. Merely an itch on nature's back, occupying much more than our share. Agitated reaches are tightening the slack and unleashing the winds of despair. God in his kingdom and devils in hell are summoning the light and the dark. Street-weary prophets have things to foretell of encroachments that bear nature's mark. Karma and dogma, strange bedfellows now, are trapped in soul's peril and toil. Truth is the whisper neglected somehow, and the water's beginning to boil.
FM Community Radio. You're listening to WCOM, located here in downtown Carrboro at the Arts Center. We are the most innovative and diverse radio station in the Triangle area. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Now here's Claudio.
And that was Down Karma Road, a piece I put together with Jim Beckwith, who's the musician and vocalist behind that, and an extraordinary fellow to work with. I hope to do a lot more work with him and maybe even take on some projects with Hannah, since she does a very similar guttural expression.
I'd love to.
And I'd like to go back to one more piece of your music, and then we'll come back to you. So this is Hannah Chapman.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
And that was once again Hannah Chapman. You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, underwritten by the historic Carolina Theater of Durham and the Apex Arts Council. I'm in the studio here with Hannah Chapman, film director Rob Underhill, my co-host Rocco, and even historian Bob Crowley. He just went somewhere. I have no idea where, but let's get back to you. What inspired that particular piece? I love that piece of work.
The new project I've been working on, which is mostly vocal and ukulele and multi-tracked garage band projects, is sort of dreamscaping, where I narrate the inner monologuings of dreams and anxiety and depression and sort of having that. But that, unbeknownst to me at the time, was actually about a childhood dream I'd had. And I'd talked about this dream off and on through my life, and it was my parents were being taken away from me by a train that I had a cup when I was little with a choo-choo train on it, and that had sort of wound its way into my nightmares through anxiety. Hmm. And then,
was this a lengthy separation, or what was? I'm wondering what the premise was.
The premise was I was in a completely white room, an endless white room, and this train came and picked up my parents, and I was left there to sort of waste away in this nothingness. And so that I don't know, recently has sort of come up as something to process and let go of as childhood anxieties. And so this entire album is sort of about that, and the letting go of fears and the coming to terms with growing up. And I think that's what it was about mostly.
And yet anyone listening is just going to think this is a wonderful, beautiful piece of work, not realizing all of the clay that forms the
meaning.
Art. Yes. Extraordinary.
Thank you.
Well, let's go on with some other stuff about you, some stuff I haven't picked on yet. The photography. For one thing.
Photography. Okay. Photography for me right now is a way of sort of finding hidden moments. I like to photograph myself because I can trust myself as a subject, and I know that I'll be able to put forth the genuine energy that I want. But also one of my favorite things is capturing other people in sort of candid moments. Moments that they don't necessarily think they're being photographed.
Sort of slice of life photography.
Yeah,
it's one of my passions. Yeah.
I love it. And I think in a lot of ways I love the things about people that they don't like about themselves. Like, I love the sort of ugly moments, and and I love the awkward things said and the sentences left unfinished, and that's what I try to capture.
We've been so inundated with the polished, and my God, we've got to wonder what the real is.
Right, and the real is so much more enjoyable. I had an acting teacher who teaches locally. His name is Julian Chitula. He's amazing. You should check him out. He does flying machine theater and acting classes, but he said one day we were in class, and he had said that it's always more powerful when you don't know the right thing to say, and when it is just the intention, and when you don't have words for it. I think that's when the most powerful thing is. So you can, you know, be a bumbling fool and mess up a sentence a million times over, but if your intention is there, it's there, and it's genuine. And I think that's another thing that I try and capture in art, is sort of the unsaid and the unseen moments and the things that other people don't want to let themselves see. But
I can say from experience that translates beautifully into film, and your subtleties really show through.
Now, one thing I would like to ask, were you involved in film before you met Rob, or is it as a result of Rob?
It was mostly as a result of Rob, actually. I'm
you
very
did
lucky
it again.
To work with him. He's very wonderful at sort of integrating me into his projects, just as someone who can come watch and participate, and I learn on the go.
That's not entirely fair. I think that Hannah integrated herself through. She's had an amazing attitude, can do, works like crazy. So she worked with Arvind, our cinematographer friend, worked on his shoots, just totally separate. And then, of course, she was invited to work on our shoots too, as an extension of that. So she kind of earned her place as a hard worker behind the scenes and a very creative mind. But then also in film, she earned her place. And I just have to hold on to the people I love to work with, because,
right,
you know, they're not in great supply. People are very artistic and very passionate.
Well, you'll notice that that's done by most directors of any merit. They have
sure
a core group that you'll see time and again, but you will see these people challenged in different ways on
that's
the,
right
on the screen.
Yeah, yeah. And then I really really loved how she can translate characters on the screen, even times when I didn't mean to, like in No Child, the movie you're in, Claudio, where Claudio plays Hemingway.
Thank you.
So Hannah plays a supporting role in that, and she has a scene where she's just supposed to slap Will for being a jerk and at a party because he's drinking again. And it will ended up being this thing. Well, I was just kind of like, hey, just ad-lib some stuff. And just for looks, you know, we're not going to use it. We're going to play music. Don't worry about it. So she ad-libbed, and it was so awesome that I absolutely had to keep it. Like, the whole dialogue is like the highlight of the movie now. You know,
amazing.
So it was a wonderful, critical point in the movie.
Well, may I ask what you said?
I don't remember, but the intention
see the movie.
Behind it.
Yeah.
But the intention, once again, was definitely
there. Yes, yes,
yes. And the intensity was very intense.
It almost sounds a little bit like method acting. I saw an interview of an actor. I forget who the actor was, but he was talking about Marlon Brando. And he said that the people were afraid to work with Marlon Brando because here you are, you've rehearsed your lines, you're expecting Brando to deliver his. But the problem with Brando was you never knew what additional stuff he was going to bring to it himself. He was a method actor. There was a scene in On the Waterfront where he's just supposed to be talking to this woman as they're walking along the docks. And instead of just talking about this woman, he starts peeling her white gloves off her hand, playing with the gloves, trying them on his hand, all in the midst of this conversation. And she had to be challenged. She was challenged not to drop her lines, watching him do stuff she didn't realize that in fact wasn't in the script.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing all this weird stuff, and finally he puts the gloves back on her hands, and it's the end of the walk, end of the conversation.
Yeah,
and I love that kind of stuff.
Anna's very good at improvising, which is very important to me too. I like spontaneity, and that's where you get the genuine moments that Hannah likes to photograph as well. So
actors be on the alert.
Spontaneity, I think, is just it's another branch of this realism.
You can't fake it.
Like, no,
for one
really,
thing,
you cannot
fake it.
You can't. And that's what I like about it is you have to be comfortable with your partner, with your directing partner, with your acting partner, and with yourself. And it's nice. It's a place of solace, really.
You have to be having fun.
You do.
That's the one thing. I mean, there's no real formula to work that out. It has to be the genuine moment or it doesn't come across.
Yes.
So if you're not working with people you're having fun with, get away from them.
Yeah, get away.
Find people to have fun with. They're here. You might have to go looking for them, but they're here. And I know Rob's fun to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Claudio.
So let's go to one more tune by Hannah. And I think I let Bob back in the door.
Station 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
I'd like to tell you that your host Claudio is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts, performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is well known as a classical poet and a master storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com.
And yes, it's me, still here. Thank you, Rocco. Great plug. And let's continue. I guess we already played your music. I had to go outside for a minute. Sorry, missed that boat, but I'll get to listen to it on the podcast. Actually, I'm going to get a copy of that CD.
All right.
So let's go back to you.
I'm really curious about that tune. It really has a big kind of climax or release at the end, and I'm wondering if that's what's intended for.
Oh, yeah. I think...
You left that wide open, buddy. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it. Go ahead, Hannah.
There's an intentional sort of a tension and release in a lot of my music and pulsation, really, I would like to say. Because I think it goes along with the sort of cyclical state of anxiety and depression, where one moment you're all right and the next it builds and builds and builds, and how one little moment in a conversation can fester. And I think Mm-hmm. That sort of it's a very common theme in a lot of things I do, art, music, acting, but it translates most smoothly into music, I think, because you can really multi-track and layer things. But this past track was called Floss Relic, which is actually Kill Yourself Backwards, and it was a panic attack I was having over not
red rum
yeah, over not feeling accomplished enough in music. Actually, that's a source of anxiety, but I felt like I had nothing to give, and so I made this piece, and I was like, well, this will explain to myself how I'm feeling, so maybe I can understand it a little better.
Well, now give me the dichotomy from the artist whom you just expressed to the musician. What was the on one level you're emoting, you're it's a release for you,
mm-hmm.
and on the other end it's what's the musician all about in this?
I think
because you're both.
Yeah, I am. I want to give people something that they can experience, and that's something I find really, really hard to do in a lot of American pop music and a lot of pop music in general. You cannot feel the intention behind it. It's so polished and so formulaic.
It's so pretty, yes.
Yeah, and I've just become sick of it, honestly. I mean, there's a place for pop music. It's
you and millions,
fun.
Yes.
And I want something that someone can attach themselves to. I want them to feel something. I want them to be moved by something, because the pieces that I enjoy, like Radiohead, are so visceral and guttural, and you become absorbed in this sort of whirlwind oscillation of emotion, and that's what I wanted to go for, was I wanted to sway someone and say, you're not alone in this swaying. You're not alone in this whirlwind. And you can come with me, and you can leave anytime you want, but it's here when you want it. Because that's the place that I found, I found solace in other people who were vulnerable.
Well, just the statement itself, or the expression through the work that would suggest you're not alone, is a powerful thing on its own.
Yeah, yeah. It would be nice to be able to give someone that, because I feel like everyone is, if they're not entitled to anything else in the world, they're entitled to the idea that they are not alone.
We have to go play this on the Golden Gate Bridge so they'll stop jumping.
Yes.
Hopefully. I can stand out there all day. I'd do it.
Yeah. I watched the documentary on that not too long ago. My God, what a macabre ongoing situation.
Yes.
Whew. I'm glad I wasn't one of those boats passing below, something hitting the deck.
Yeah.
But pardon my morbidity.
No. It's welcome here, obviously.
Yes. We're into the dark stuff now. So do we have any songs left by Hannah? One more? I think there's one more.
We do have one more. And I think this is the first time I ever got my heart broken, truly. I was 14 years old. And this, I grew up too quickly, I felt, and this is what came out of it. It's a song called I Was Young.
We're going to bring this Hannah Chapman song to you from Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre, and after that we'll begin wrapping things up. We've got about another 5 minutes to go after that, so be on cue for anything you want to promote. Back to Hannah Chapman.
Time and time, I have tried to fall.
masking the smell of his lit cigarette, changing my clothes so nobody knows, and finding that everyone lies, none can escape it, not even I. So we crawl back up to the sky.
Listening to WCOM Community Radio. Support for the station comes from our underwriters as well as our contributors and volunteers. We are your voice in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Now here's Claudio.
And the underwriters for Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater are Durham's Historic Carolina Theater and the Apex Arts Council. So check them out whenever you can. I'm here in the studio with Hannah Chapman, whom you have just heard sing, Rob Underhill, film director, who will be going to the Cannes Film Festival coming up, as will she, and I've got historian Bob Crowley typing away at something, and of course, the voice you're hearing most of the time here is Rocco, that inimitable sound.
Always a pleasure to be on with you, Claudia.
Great to have you at the helm, bro. Gives me all the confidence in the world. At this point, I want to go ahead and bring the show to a wrap, so let's communicate all contact information and anything else you want to plug. We've got about 2 minutes.
All right. You can find me at HannahLCChapman.com, Hannah L.C. Chapman on Facebook, and HannahLCChapman@gmail.com. That's HannahELSIECHAPMAN. Also, you can find my art exhibit up now at Morning Times Coffee next to Raleigh Times on Harget Street in Raleigh. And please, if you'd like to participate or have any questions or would love to be on a recording, I'd love to have you. So come on with the comments and suggestions. And also, I'd really just like to thank a dear friend of ours, Arvind, because he has helped me get to this point in my photography. And I think it would just it would be nice if he could hear me telling him how much I adore him on the radio. So that's it.
If he's not listening, he'll get the podcast.
Yes. So and thank you, Rob, for having me. And that's about it.
And thank you, Claudio.
I can't believe Rob and I met on LinkedIn, and it's turned into a wonderful friendship. No, my pleasure. Rob, go ahead and give us a plug for all of your stuff coming
sure.
up.
Sure. If you want to see Bragonese, the new gritty police drama with a heart, the film is going to be playing at Lincoln Theater on Wednesday, April 30th, 8 p.m. Doors open. If you want to get advance tickets, send me an email. You
can find
me
at
Downtown Raleigh. You can reach me at robunderhill.com. I've got links for everything on there. Plus, you can send a message to me if you want to know more information about putting on your film, about what we got. And, of course, I want to encourage you to look up Hannah L.C. Chapman. She's a wonderful actress, wonderful musician, and she'd be great for any project you're working on.
I'm looking forward to doing some work together with Hannah myself. So thank you, folks, for tuning us in. On behalf of Hannah Chapman, Rob Underhill, Rocco Crowley, yours truly, Claudio. This is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theatre, signing off. Cheers.